be perfectly frank, I think at this stage it'll be the status quo. There will be no harvesting in the 400,000 hectares for at least 6 years, so we'll be, industry per se, will be relying on the current permanent timber production zone for our volumes of wood. There's a lot of water to run under the bridge over the next period of time. The 400,000 hectares, in which I might add is being touted as being taken out of reserve, the fact is it wasn't in reserve. It was a potential reserve area. Through the previous TFA, it was designated for reserve subject to certain criteria of being met regarding durability. Through the MAC, or the Ministerial Advisory Council, there's a lot of work to be done by all concerned with the industry, those involved in the industry and government and all other potential stakeholders, to form a pathway forward for the future of these forests. And when I say the future of the forests, I'm talking about what the future of timber production may or may not be out of that. And I still believe that through that MAC approach that there should be an appropriate deep scientific assessment of the forests to determine the status of those forests. When the TFA was being formed and through the IGA, there was a rushed assessment of forests, and the 400,000 hectares, very little of that was deemed to be high conservation value forest. It was conservation forest, but let's face it, all forests have some conservation values. Industry believe that there needs to be an appropriate scientific assessment, and that if certain areas of forest have high conservation values, that they should be reserved from harvesting. You know, I've been involved in this all my life. I guess it's just, you know, day-to-day stuff for me. But it is very disappointing that this just goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, I just hope that some common sense does prevail, and myself and industry believe that the moderate environmental groups should be involved in the process I described earlier going forward to hopefully achieve a positive outcome for the future of the forests. And I repeat, the future of the forest, not just the forest industry. So that includes the industry, the regional communities that rely on them, as well as, you know, high conservation values. Industry has to work with the government of the day and the policies of the government of the day. Whether we like it or not is really immaterial. And the government went to the election with that policy, and now they've implemented it. And quite frankly, we've just got to get on and work with it. And trying to buck it won't do us any good. It won't do the environment movement any good either. So we implore the environment movement to get in behind us with us and try and work out a solution, and implore the government to include that so we can get a positive outcome.